What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Welcome back to all of our listeners. I'm BJ Seip, and you're listening to the Set Your Mind Above podcast, where everyday ordinary events teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you've tuned in today, and I'm excited to share my life and my faith with you, and I sure hope that you'll do the same with me along the way. I sat enjoying short, careful sips of my freshly brewed Brazilian dark roast coffee this morning over at the Hub. Wayne, Randy, Ronnie, and myself had just finished engaging in an hour-long discussion over several questions that were brought to the table. As we started getting our things together to go about the rest of our days, we started around the table to find out what everyone else was getting themselves into for the rest of the day. I had two more studies before prepping for my last evening of my gospel meeting in Stanford, Kentucky, as well as this podcast. Ronnie was off to work, and Randy was off to his workshop to wrap up some projects. I looked at Wayne, and with his usual whimsical grin, he remarked, "Well, I have some very important business to attend to. I've got a puzzle to go back home and finish." We laughed as he told us that he was on a timeline to get it finished because his wife Kay needed the table cleared before they start prepping for the upcoming holidays. Randy chimed in and asked if Wayne wanted another puzzle after this one was done, that Pam had just completed one herself with many different birds on it. He thanked Randy and said that he was good, but then asked what Pam was going to do with the puzzle. I knew what he meant. I actually know people who will glue their puzzles and have it framed once it's completed because it's like its own piece of art that you can hang on the wall after it's done. Randy said, "No, I'm sure she'll just break it all back into pieces and stick it back in the box." As he said that, a little part of me cringed inside, and let me explain why. I too love doing puzzles, and I personally am a fan of the Thomas Kincaid paintings that have been printed onto puzzles in particular, but I'll do anything. Of course, some puzzles are harder than others. My daughter has a Disney's Frozen puzzle with these massive pieces that might take you a whopping 2 minutes to complete. Most of the puzzles that I do are generally 750 to 1,000 pieces, but some of the hardest puzzles can get into the thousands. It's not just the many pieces that make them difficult, but often the print that doesn't allow you to really have much to work from. I've seen 1,500-piece puzzles of things like marbles, coffee beans, snow, or even just one solid color. To complete such a puzzle would take days, weeks, or even months to complete. Granted, by the time you are done, you've accomplished something beautiful, but it has taken a considerable amount of time to do so. This is why I cringed when Randy said that Pam was just going to box her puzzle back up, because that's my least favorite part. What has taken days, weeks, or months to put together takes only a matter of seconds to completely destroy. What once was a beautiful picture with all the pieces carefully fitted together in the right places just moments later is chaos, pulled apart, and broken up. As I started thinking about it, actually, most things work just like this, don't they? What takes a great amount of time to build only takes a few minutes to destroy. Buildings that take years of planning and construction can be toppled over instantly by a great storm or explosion. Handcrafted pieces of furniture that had hours of labor poured into them can be destroyed in a matter of minutes. This is the nature of life. While this specific warning found in Proverbs 5 is about avoiding an adulteress, I want you to look at the language used here and how it can apply to so many things. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 7 through 14 reads, "And now, O sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the merciless. lest strangers take fill of your strength, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And at the end of your life you groan when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers, or incline my ear to my instructors. I am at the brink of utter ruin in the assembled congregation. While the immediate context warns us of the consequences that will become of an unfaithful man, allow the language to make some further application to other areas. Solomon begs his son to listen to his warnings and keep their way far from an adulterous woman, and warns them of what will happen if they don't. He says, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the merciless. How long does it take to build a good reputation in your life? To become known as someone who is faithful, honest, and true takes years of right living and godly actions. And yet, through foolish actions, one can destroy their honor and their reputation in just one day. While you might yet find forgiveness in the future, sadly, we live in a cancel culture that is not as forgiving as our God. Not just our reputation, but other things that have taken years to build only take seconds to destroy. Marriage is hard work, isn't it? It takes years to build trust, to learn your spouse, and to continue to grow closer together as one flesh in all things. And yet, how quickly a marriage can be destroyed by the faithless actions of one or the other. I have sadly seen marriages that lasted well over 30 years come to an end because of awful decisions that were made in an instant. Or even a career takes years to build, to develop a good work ethic and be known for your expertise and consistent performance. Yet how many times have you heard of someone destroying their entire career in a matter of a day because of their foolish actions? Something they said to their boss, they lied on an expense report, or they even stole from the company. Are we starting to see the nature of life here through Solomon's warning to his sons? Whether it is a relationship, a reputation, a career, a family, or anything else, destroying something is much easier than building it. That is why we must pay closer attention to ourselves and how we walk by faith. Don't allow the temptations of the world and the lies of Satan to deceive you into throwing away what you have diligently worked in building by faith in this life. Be thankful and cherish what is yours before God, because if you're careless with it, it just might be gone tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Tune in Tuesdays through Fridays as a new podcast episode will be uploaded each day. Also, be sure to follow the Facebook page for the Set Your Mind Above podcast for future announcements and video sessions. As you have the opportunity, share these thoughts with your friends and family, and share with me what important lessons you are learning from everyday, ordinary events. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all, each and every day, set our minds above.